The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers will release even more water from Lucky Peak Dam next week. But before they do that, a special team from Walla Walla will help build a levee to protect parts of Ada County near Eagle Island. Frankie Barnhill reports.
The 4-foot-tall barrier is the latest effort to hold back rising water levels in the Boise River. Ada County requested help from the Walla Walla Corps of Engineers after declaring a flood emergency. Kate McGuire is a spokesperson with the county and says the team will help build a temporary levee this weekend between the river and some privately owned gravel pits.
They've got wire casing around the sides, and the wire cages, they're lined with a tarp-like material, and then they're filled with sand. So they're extremely heavy, and then they're linked together like a puzzle piece, and it's 4,300 feet long, and it should only take 3 to 4 days to construct. So, you know, we're hoping by Monday that we've got this constructed.
But with rain in the forecast, construction of the levee could get complicated. The county does not have to pay for the construction of the barrier, but will have to pay for its removal once the flooding danger is in the rear view. McGuire says the number one priority is residents' safety, and that people who live in the area should have an evacuation plan ready. She says the county encourages people in the flood zone to apply for flood insurance now, even though it takes 30 days to go into effect.
We've got a lot of weeks, a lot of days, and unfortunately a couple more months of this high water activity, so it's better to get it now than not to get it at all.
The county is also trying to protect the access road to Boise's wastewater treatment plant. According to city official Mike Journey, the river would have to double its current size to endanger the plant itself. Journey says the city is taking precautions by plugging up manholes in low-lying areas to keep water from flowing into the sewer system, flood water that would eventually end up at the treatment plant. For KBSX News, I'm Frankie Barnhill.